Hello. Hi, Blaine.
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. It's halfway through the week. Even better, right?
Honey, I'm ready for Friday just as well as
Oh,
anybody else.
man. I've been doing the countdown since Monday. Such a pleasure to meet you. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the specialists here in the department that does handle pricing and details for your area. And I understand you've been speaking here with Tara, my representative, and I'll tell you, she does an amazing job at really explaining the basics of our program. And so she sent me some notes I'm just grabbing right now, but I do want to tell you, good job on getting yourself PIN verified and great job on the website. Did you do that yourself?
Yeah, I ain't 100% satisfied with it, but it works.
Well, you know what? It does. I'm going to tell you, I see websites all the time, right? Websites basically is to give that basic additional information, right? To let them, you know, get to know a little bit more about your business. So good job on it. Good job. Now, I know one of the things you had mentioned to Tara was, is, you know, you've been really wanting to be found when someone's especially looking for like electrician near me. You want to be popping up on that first page of Google. So, and we do get you listed for a number of keywords and search terms. Of course, the ones that are going to be, you know, the most profitable for you, right? Making sure you're being found at that moment. So I'm just grabbing these notes. Do you have any questions though? You know, for me, like as far as, you know, how it works or even the placement that we do. Any questions that I could answer?
So are you all like a partner with Google?
We are what's considered a Google channel partner. So what that means for you, Blaine, is that our technicians, they're highly trained and they're certified. So we, in fact, had to meet requirements like the net spend, demonstrate our ad skills. And we had to do that in order for us to be able for Google to say, okay, you can bundle your services with our advertising. So this is why our listings are exclusive because we've met the requirements, which means we work with one business per industry, per area. But we are not Google. Okay. Google won't call you directly, just an FYI. There's Google channel partners, but it's not Google. Okay, does that kind of clarify a little bit?
Yep, somebody called me the other day to verify my account. But that's the only call I've had for like Google per se.
Yeah, no, like Google works directly more with corporations like Target, Walmart, Macy's, those type of companies, right? But there are Google channel partners. You do need to be careful because if someone's telling you, hey, this is Google, you know what I mean? Typically, Google doesn't do that. Okay? So, and I know that. I've been working here for like 5 years now at Local Splash. We've been in business for almost 18. In fact, we have a birthday coming up in December. So I know you get a lot of calls like these, right? Daily,
Yeah.
I would say. Okay. Do you mind if I ask what's kind of held you back with anyone? Just, I mean, is it like not knowing who you're talking to or just,
Basically,
yeah.
just not
That
knowing
I
who to
can
trust
understand.
because I feel like just getting started in a business and the business being so fresh and everything else, I feel like the business is very vulnerable right now.
You know,
So
I agree. I agree because you got to remember too, with a new business, right? You're investing a lot, right? To
oh,
start the
yeah, and that's
business.
what scares me.
Yeah. I understand, recently you started with HomeAdvisor, Angie's Leads, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And so I know Tara mentioned a little bit about, you know, what had gone on there. Just, you know, you were told X amount of calls or leads, right? In the week, those weren't coming through. And then were you aware that they were charging you per lead?
Oh yeah, I was aware they were going to charge me per lead. That was But it was like the amount of leads that I was promised versus like what I needed. It wasn't. So I was like, eh.
Oh man.
I don't ever worry about it, and I don't ever even call or bitch about it or nothing like that, because there's karma comes around. It gets people.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I understand, as I was looking at your website, you do have a Facebook page as well, correct? Set up for the business?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
great, great. So here's what I'm thinking, okay? Now, when we're talking about the local listing, right? They're in the local map on the first page of Google. That's going to get you found, okay? They're within your zip code, and it covers a 20-mile radius. Now, the way that we can target outside of what we consider your local area, okay, is we either run Facebook ads or Google ads. Are you familiar with Facebook ads?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you ever tried running those, like managing them on
no,
your
ma'am.
Own? Okay.
No, ma'am.
All right. So the reason that I would recommend our Platinum package is because it includes both Google and Facebook marketing. Okay. Because you are a new business, okay, I'm actually going to waive your setup fee, so you'll have no setup fee, and I'm able to bring down our original cost, okay, and I'll share that with you just to be very transparent. Typically, this package runs $5.99 a month, right, with the $299 setup fee. What I'm doing for you is I'm completely waiving the setup fee, and I'm going to knock down your monthly cost to $249 a month. It's a month-to-month program, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But that's going to get your first page placement on Google. They're in the local map. We do as well create content for you on Bing. We will include Facebook ads, and we can direct the Facebook ads that when they click on it, they can either call you directly or they can be directed to your website. With the Facebook ads, we make them unique where you could target a specific audience of either interest by income level or location. A lot of our clients have seen great results with Facebook ads. We will list you in additional directories that are popular within your area. Directories like Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, Chamber of Commerce, which are just to name a few. And then we'll ensure that your website is attached where we list your business. We do include as well the voice activated searches, which are Google Home, Amazon Alexa, and we'll give you exposure on mobile devices, which covers iPhones, Androids, and tablets. So with this package here, we're pretty much covering all of your bases, and it would be at the $249 a month, fixed flat rate.
Hmm.
What do you think? Lots to soak in, right?
Just don't see it being that worth it to me. You know what
okay.
I mean? Just because already got...
You got a lot going on. So let me ask you this, Blaine. What are you currently doing right now to generate more business?
That's the thing. As of... My work follows me, so I don't have to advertise really any. I've put one post on Facebook, and I've had enough work to keep me busy.
Okay. So with that being said, okay, what were you trying to achieve when you signed up with Home Advisor and Andrews Leads?
I wasn't trying to achieve shit. They just called me, and it sounded good, so went with it.
Okay. So you feel with the package that I'm offering you, it's not going to be beneficial for you? Do you feel like you're not going to generate that business on what you would be investing monthly at the $249 a month?
My thing of it is like I already have the ad on there. So, I mean, people will see it, especially when other companies keep denying them. So the more reviews that I get, the better it looks, the more it's going to grow up to the first page itself.
Eventually, over time, but if you're wanting specific keywords, right, and search terms, okay, when you pin verify your business, everybody can do that for free. It doesn't cost you anything. You just don't know where you're going to land on. I mean, you can be buried in the pages, right? When there's a first page placement on Google, everybody wants to be there, right? but not everybody can. There has to be positions available. Now, does that mean you're going to be number one or number two or number three? Well, no, we have no way of telling you that. It's going to depend on the search terms, the keywords, and where they're searching from, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we come in, because we help you manage that, if that kind of makes sense.
So can I cancel this at any time?
Yes, you can. One thing I will tell you, and I want to be transparent and also share like the timeline with you so you have the realistic expectancy, okay? Our company, they do ask that you at least stick it out 2 months, because with Google, it's not going to happen overnight, okay? It's a process. You've done the first step. You've PIN verified the business, okay? As far as with our timeline, within 5 to 7 days, we have you listed within the directories. We do send you login credentials, which is a username and a password, so you can start tracking your results with us. You can start seeing the analytics, like how many times they clicked on you, where they performed the search, see all your keywords, view your listings, also track the phone calls that you're getting from us as well. Okay? Within 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are up and running. Typically, this is stated in our terms and conditions that we do send to you in writing. The first page placement on Google, it can take between 30 to 45 days. That is our promise. However, I've seen it sometimes where it's happened sooner. In your case, possibly it could happen sooner because you've already done the first step, PIN verifying the business. So we're not requesting a new PIN code. It is a matter of you adding us on as managers to your account so that way we can manage it and maintain it on the first page with the optimization, right? But that is our promise.
So who will I need to get in touch with, like, when I have questions about this, if it does
Absolutely. Go through? So if it does go through, we do have a team that is dedicated to your account. I'm what's considered the lead. So I'm the one who ensures that it's not just a good fit for us, but to ensure that it's a good fit for you and which package would be the most suitable for you. I mean, we offer packages with Google Ads, but I think at this point, you're going to have a better conversion rate with the Facebook ads as opposed to Google Ads. And Google Ads, as you know, are a lot more expensive. Okay?
Does that lock to my account, like my actual Facebook account?
What do you mean? Does it lock
or,
it?
Will you all be tied to my Facebook account? Or?
Yeah, so here's the thing, right? You would just have to add us on as admins so that we can manage your Facebook ads. We're not going to change anything on there. You still have the access to your Facebook page, right? We don't become owners of anything. It's managers. Because in order for us to manage your Facebook ads as well as your profile page on Google, there on the first page, we got to be able to manage it and be added on. We don't hold anything hostage.
Like my actual Facebook is linked to my...
To your personal. Yeah, they all are. Uh-huh. We've even helped with businesses that have personal Facebook pages and they don't even have a business one set up. We've even created their business Facebook page for them, but all business Facebook pages are created through your personal Facebook. It's created like that so that way you still have access to it. So yeah, we're not going to be on your personal Facebook. We're not going to be messing with any of that. It's managers to your business Facebook. Okay. So just going back, the reason that we do ask for the 2 month verbal commitment is what we call it. We're not asking you to pay the 2 months up front is because it is a process. Now, once you've completed your 2 month, you know, term, right? It just continues to go on monthly at the $249 a month and it stays at that cost, whether you're with the 6 months or 6 years. If you decide you want to discontinue services, the only thing that we ask is to please call us 3 business days before your next billing is due to cancel or pause your account. So this way you're not being charged. That's all we ask.
Okay. I mean, I don't mind at all just because I know it would, you know, get some revenue in, but if it's one of those things where I'm going to get gypped like I did Angie's List, you know, I want to make sure that there's a money back guarantee that this is actually going to work and there's no BS with it. You know what I mean?
I understand. Yeah, no, I totally get it because, you know, especially hearing, you know, what's happened to you, you know, in the past and your new business. So I definitely understand. I would feel the same way. I would really feel the same way, Blaine. And that's why I'm being very transparent with you, only because that's just the way I am. I like to be upfront and straightforward, you know?
Yeah.
So just so you know, right? And this is something I like to share with you. Because we do a month-to-month program, okay, basically we're earning your business month in and month out. Now, we have a team within our within our company here. We don't outsource it. There's a team that's going to be dedicated to your account. Anytime you have an update, you have a change, a question, a concern, you would contact our customer service, okay? One thing I will tell you is this. We put in over, excuse me, I'm already losing my voice. We put in over 100 hours, right? Creating profiles, submitting them, optimizing, okay? Because it is a process. Our company itself doesn't start seeing a profit until you've been with us at least 4 months. So trust me, we're going to make sure that we're retaining you as a longtime client because the program's working for you, not because you're locked in on a contract, if that kind of makes sense. So we're consistently managing it because we want you to stick around for a long time, right? If you were to cancel after the 2 months, we're still in the negative. We're still not making money. You know what I mean? Because our profit, we don't start seeing it until you've been with us at least 4 months. And that's really letting you know, like, listen, we're going to do everything we can to maintain you and managing your account to make sure that you're getting those results.
But that's completely fine with me. I just want to make sure that when this happens, that I have a name and number that I can call at any time and not have to go through a bunch of customer service and this and this and that. I want somebody that's dedicated to my business, to helping me, that I can call at any time, ask questions, change stuff, you know, stuff
absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely. One thing I tell, excuse me,
because
one thing that
as
I
of right
do.
Now,
mm-hmm.
When I started my business, I could be, you know, Mr. Nice Guy, take the long phone calls and stuff like that.
Right.
Right now, I just don't have time to deal with any kind of BS.
You don't have the
like,
patience anymore, and I get that.
I just need to get it and get to the point, do what I need to do, get off the phone, and get back to work.
Absolutely. Well, because it's your time is your money. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that I understand. And that's why I said, I always provide my contact information, even though I wouldn't be able to make the changes to your account because I'm what's considered the lead. I create accounts, and then we schedule what's called a client interview. Okay, this is how the process goes. We schedule a client interview with one of our technicians. We schedule it at a time that is convenient for you. We do block out an hour. It can take 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little longer. Just depends on how many questions or details you have. The client interview is super important because the sooner we get you through that client interview, the faster we're moving. I prefer to schedule it, if not the same day, based on your availability and ours, by no later than the next day, the following day. In the client interview, they're talking to you about your keyword phrases, the areas that we're targeting. They talk to you about the Facebook ads. They're crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, ensuring that I notated everything correctly as well. So that's where the magic's going to happen. Okay. From there, we're getting work done. So we send you notifications when you're live in the Facebook ads and the directories, when you're on the first page of Google. We keep you in the loop as things are being processed. Okay. And completed. Now, anytime you have a change, question or concern, you would call our customer service. Okay. They do get back to you with at least within 24 hours, sometimes a lot sooner. If it is something urgent and you cannot wait, I always provide my information as well. You are welcome to call me. I can get to them and tell them, listen, he needs a call like now.
That'll
and that's
work.
The way it is. Okay. You know, I'll tell you this, customer service is really good about getting back to you. there's ways that you could text, you could email, you can call them directly. If someone is not available at that moment, they do have 24 hours to get back to you. But if it is something super urgent and you just cannot wait, you're welcome to message me or call me and say, Nadine, I need someone to call me now. I'm having a problem, right? And I'll get that message sent over to them. But they're pretty good, I'll tell you, about getting back to you in a timely manner. I mean, we pride ourselves in customer service.
Okay.
Okay.
I just want to make sure that, you know, everything is kosher.
Yeah, of course. Of course, of course. No, I agree. And if there's an issue or an update or whatever, you want to be able to have someone to contact and not be given the runaround or being told one thing and then coming out with something else. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I had to find out the hard way about Andy Lee. I wish I would have saved the $280 I paid them and just paid y'all.
I'm so sorry. It makes it really tough, you know, and trust me, Blaine, you're not the only person I've spoken with in the years that I've been here at Local Splash. I hear it time and time again, and I don't badmouth any company, right? I don't. That's not my style. But it's unfortunate, especially for new businesses, because you're putting like, I mean, a lot of times, a lot of them, it's their savings, right? And that's all they got right now. And they put it in to that basket, and then it doesn't work, and it's like, and then they're being told one thing and then told another, and then it's just like they don't have no faith in anyone. They're just like, listen, this isn't working. You know, word of mouth is great. It says a lot about your company. You know, people are referring you, right? Because you provided a quality service. But word of mouth can only go so far, you know? So Google, and you know the importance of it because you've already done the first steps, right? Google's the modern day word of mouth. When it comes to electricians, plumbing, those are the arteries of the home. You can't wait. You know what I mean? You have an electrical problem, you need someone out now.
Yep.
And there's going to be people that aren't available. So who are they going to call? They need to find somebody. I've come across it myself, even with plumbing. I had to get all the repiping done in my home. And I started calling the first guys that were on that first page of Google because surprisingly, I'm from a large Hispanic family. Nobody knew anybody, which just like blew me away. And then I was on Facebook asking, anybody know a good plumber? Like, I need someone now. So these are things that can't wait. When they're performing those searches, it's an urgency. And they're going to keep calling until they find someone.
That sounds about correct.
Yeah. I mean, I consider them the artery of the home. And I know my husband can do some electrical work, but I'm still one of those, like, let's just call a specialist, someone who specializes in it, because I'm scared to death this guy's going to electrocute himself or he's going to, like, blow up something, you know?
Yep.
So I do want to send you everything in writing, Blaine. What's the best email for you?
That's what I'm actually working on now. I was going to go on and just set me up a email for my business. That way I could get everything.
Like everything all under. Yeah. Even if it's your personal email for now, and you're creating one for the business, we could always switch out the email. The email, the only reason for that is because that's where I send out an email that says Google and Facebook marketing. It has everything entailed that I mentioned that's included in the program with the price being month to month at $249. I also send you one that stated client dashboard analytics. It gives you an overview of our reporting system. This way you are familiar with how the reports would look. And this is also the email that we would notate on the account is where we would send any correspondence from us as well as your receipt. It could be your personal email. No one's going to see the actual email address. But it's a way of us also communicating with you in that way. We communicate through phone calls, text messages, and emails.
I would rather talk on the phone with somebody. But,
yeah, no, and I go over all of that as well. Yeah, no, it's just a way that we correspond. So let's say you don't answer, right? We leave you a message. We'll also send you a text message like, hey, we're trying to get in touch with you. We'll also email you. We always try all forms. But when I'm notating accounts, I always ask, what is your preference? Do you prefer for phone calls? Do you prefer phone and text message? Do you prefer all three, phone, text, and email? So I go over that in the account when I'm notating it.
That sounds great to me.
Okay. So what would be the best email for now to at least send you these two emails? And you can always update the email with the business email once you create it. That's not a problem.
I it's done. It's ready.
Oh. Okay. What email would you like me to use?
It's Duncan Electrical Services.
Uh-huh.
And then LLC is capital at gmail.com.
Okay. At gmail.com. So Duncan Electrical Services, LLC is capitalized at gmail.com, correct?
Well, on my email, I don't guess they actually. You don't have to capitalize the LLC.
Okay, got it.
At gmail.com.
You got it. Okay. So what I'm doing first is I'm sending you these two emails. They're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. One will say Google and Facebook marketing, everything included in that package. And then the second email is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. Okay. So it gives you the overview of the reporting system. And then on this number, you can receive text messages, right, to this number?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, on those two emails at the very bottom, you'll see my contact information, but I'm also going to send it to you in a text message, okay? If you reply to that text, I'll get it. I'll get the message, okay, just an FYI. So let me send you, I'm going to send you three text messages right now. The first one's going to have my name, Nadine Medina, with my 877 number and my extension. Okay, like I said, I'm the lead on the account, but if it's something urgent and you need to speak to somebody, you're welcome to call me and I can get the message over to them, okay, that you need a call now. All right. And then I'm also sending you the number to customer service. Anytime you have an update, question, modification, concern regarding your account, you're going to contact customer service. We are here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. This is Pacific Standard Time. I believe you are 3 hours ahead of us, correct? You're on Eastern Time. Okay.
Yeah, it's 11:55 here.
Yeah, so we're always here for you from 10 to 7, Monday through Friday, okay? And then I sent you a third text, and please confirm that you received all three. I sent you a third text, and it's going to have a link, Blaine, to a YouTube video. It's about 6 minutes long. Now, when you do have time, please take a look at the video. It's actually going to walk you through on, it gives you a demonstration on how you log in and view your reporting, okay? It's just for you to get familiar with it. It's nothing too complicated, but I do want you to get familiar with that, okay? And you got all three of those messages came through?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, awesome. Now, for the account purpose, how do you spell your name?
Do you want first name or what I go by?
First name.
It's Cecil, C-E-C-I-L.
But you go by Blaine, right?
Yeah.
Okay, do you spell it B-L-A-I-N-E? Okay,
yep.
Awesome. Let me just notate that here because we want to make sure we call you by the name that you go by. And you said it's Cecil, C-E-C-I-L, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Goes by Blaine. Okay. And what's your last name, Blaine?
Duncan.
Duncan. I didn't want to assume. Okay. Now, the number that I see notated for clients to contact you on, and that would also be the number that we would reach you at, is the 859-473-5650. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then currently, the way I see the company reading right now on the first page, and I'm just going back to that. I don't know why my computer is so slow right now. It shows currently as Duncan Electrical Services. Should it have the LLC?
Yes.
Okay. Let me go back here, because I always like to confirm everything, because we want to make sure everything is uniform.
Yeah, I like having all that on there.
Yeah, yeah. And it does show it with the LLC, so we're good on that. Okay, I just want to make sure. Now, where did you PIN verify the business?
Do what?
What address did you have them PIN verify it to? Was it like your home address? Okay.
There,
yeah, it doesn't show the address. Okay, perfect. But was it PIN verified at the 40311 zip code?
Yeah.
That's all I needed to make sure. Okay. Yeah, no, I'll tell you this, Duncan and, Blaine, that was a good job on that, because typically when people PIN verify themselves, right, it's like your home office. You know what I mean? And a lot of times their address is not hidden. We always like to hide the address. No one needs to know where you live at. You know what I mean?
No, that makes it weird.
Yeah, it does. And no one needs to know your address. Google doesn't even like the address showing. They want it hidden. Okay.
Yeah, I don't want any kind of fucking weirdos knowing where I live at.
Yeah, exactly. Someone pop up and be like, hey, I mean, you don't go to them. You go to them. They don't come to you. And I'm making sure that we have your website link also attached when we're promoting.
My website ain't very pretty. One day I'm going to have to get somebody to pretty it up. But,
you know, where did you purchase the domain from, if you don't mind me asking?
Hell, I can't remember. Some little online place that was cheap.
Was it like GoDaddy? Was it Wix?
I think it was web.com, I think.
Web.com? Okay.
Yeah. Because Wix was, like, expensive as hell for just making a website. Like, I don't even care if it stays up. I just needed something for Google.
No, of course. I mean, we do websites as well. I'm going to send you an example of something real quick. It's more like of a landing page, right? Which is like what you have. Okay. It's a website, but it's a one page, five tab. I'm going to text you an example right now and just tell me what you think of it. If you're interested in something like that, we can build you one. It won't cost you additional. I would just have to confirm that we could use it from your domain. So we wouldn't have to purchase one. Okay. If we could use it, I know for sure we cannot build anyone's website if they purchased a domain from Wix. You said you think it was web.com?
Yeah. They sent me an email. I'm just now reading it.
Okay.
Web.com is now requiring an ICCANN or ICANN.
ICA what?
ICANN.
ICANN?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
I'm not for sure. I had that pulled up somewhere on my iPad.
That's strange. Mm-hmm. What that is the private non-government non-profit corporation with responsibility of internet protocol, address space, allocation protocol, perimeter assignment, domain name, management and route. What does the ICANN do? Let's see. Ensures the security, stability, and internet through creating fair policies through operation of the domain name system. It kind of sounds like it's a security on your website. So, when you look at your website, right, where the domain name is, you'll see either a little lock on it if it's a secured site. So what that means is, you know how on your website there's a contact us where someone could fill out that form?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you have a lock on it, okay, that prevents anyone from stealing any of the information that someone might fill out on that form when there's a security lock on it. Does that make a little bit of sense? So like right now, yeah, when I'm looking at your website, it's not secured. And that's probably why they're asking.
I can't remember the website that I actually used to do it. That's the right thing.
So I don't see the lock on it. It says that it's not secure.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out what website I actually used. I'm pretty sure it's web.com.
Yeah, I just seen the bottom of it. It says web.com.
Yep, that's what I made it with.
Yeah. I'm chatting them and asking them. So, yeah, I think that's what it is. The ICANN, it kind of sounds like if they're wanting you to secure it to make sure that you have that security lock on it. Because when it doesn't have that security lock, it just makes it kind of open where if someone's filling out that information, that someone can just grab that. It's from the way I've understood it.
It said, when I clicked on it, it says your email is confirmed.
Oh, well, there you go.
Okay. And I may, after I get everything rolling, I may get up with you all and let you all make me a better one. Just because that was something quick I could just, you know, use Google. But.
Right, right. Okay. And then let's see here. Now, the card that you're using today for the payment, Blaine, is the card in your name? Does it have the business name or is it in both?
My name.
Okay. And is it just Cecil Duncan or how does your name read on the card?
Cecil Blaine Duncan.
Cecil Blaine Duncan. Okay. The full name Blaine or just a B for Blaine?
The full name.
Okay. And then what's the billing address for that card?
It's 397.
Uh-huh.
Over Concord Road.
Okay. And is that Carlisle?
Yep.
Okay. 40311. It's showing us as it goes. Okay. And what type of card is it? Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover?
I think it's a MasterCard.
Okay. And I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
5113-0100-0028-3731.
I'm going to repeat it back to you. 5113, and you said it was 0100?
Mm-hmm.
0028-3731.
Yes, ma'am.
Expiration month and year?
0724.
Okay. And the CVV code on the back?
838.
838. Okay. Before I process your payment, Blaine, I'm going to walk you through what's called a voice verification recording. Okay. What it's going to do is going to outline our service agreement. It's also an added form of protection for you that we will send in writing along with your invoice. Okay. As I'm walking you through it, if there's something that you don't understand, do me a favor and just stop me and just say, what does that mean? And what I'll do is I'll review it and then I'll rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Sound good?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording and it does read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Duncan Electrical Services, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Blaine Duncan, and I'm the owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Now, to get results as fast as possible, Blaine, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, do keep in mind, okay, once you start having more online presence, you might get a call, right, from another company trying to sell you another product. They are not associated with our company, with Local Splash. We're not going to call you to ask you to pay more money, okay? We're not going to tell you, hey, you need to now pay $50. If someone calls you telling you that they're Local Splash or you need to pay $50 to update your profile, do not entertain that conversation. Take down the number, disconnect, and call us with that number because we're not calling you to pay anything else other than the $249 a month. Okay, so just be aware. All right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What does that mean?
So what this means is we're not saying you can't do additional online marketing, right? What we're saying is that before you do, just give us the ring and just say, hey, I'm thinking of doing XYZ, right, online. We'll reference it to make sure that we're not already providing you that service because we don't want you spending more money if you don't need to.
Okay. So okay. Does that kind of qualify as like Angie's Leads or some shit?
Angie's Leads, that is completely opposite of what we do. They're a directory, right? We're aware that you're already utilizing them, but let's say you decided that you wanted to start running Google Ads, right? We would tell you, let's say you wanted to manage Google Ads, right? We would tell you, well, that's not included in the package that we're providing you. So you could either manage your Google Ads on your own, or if you want, we can upgrade you to a package that includes the Google Ads, right? If you said, listen, I'm going to get myself listed on Yelp, we would tell you we've already created the listing for you on Yelp. You don't need to do that. We don't run Yelp ads though, okay? So we're just saying, just give us a call and just be like, hey, this is what I'm doing. Because a lot of times, not only are you spending more money, but it can hurt your ranking if we're already providing that service, if that kind of makes sense.
What I kind of want to make clear as of like right now.
Uh-huh.
So where all will my business be listed and where will my business advertise?
We're going to have you on the first page of Google in the local map section. Okay, we're also going to list you on Bing Local on the first page. In addition to that, we're also going to create additional directory listings for you. So submitting you to additional popular directories that are within your area. A few of those to mention are Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, Chamber of Commerce. I mean, there's a number of directories that we're going to get you listed on. Those are just naming a few of them. There are certain directories where, for example, it's like pertaining more to like event planners, right? We're obviously not going to list you on those directories because what you do is electrical work. You're not doing event planning. Does that kind of make sense?
So as of advertised, where will it be advertised at?
As I mentioned, first page of Google in the local map section, submission to the directories, being local as well, Facebook ads we're running. That's what we're doing the advertisement with.
Okay. Now,
okay.
If I was to ever up it to where it's like whenever you get on, whenever somebody local gets on Google and the first thing they see is my advertisement run across through there.
You're talking about Google ads. Right. So let me explain the different positions that are on the first page of Google. Right. So you have what's called Google Guaranteed. Those are the ones that are like sponsored. It'll have a check mark and it says Google Guaranteed. Have you ever seen those?
No, ma'am.
Okay. That's a whole separate program that we offer, but there's the Google Guaranteed positions. Okay. Those are paid leads. Right. Then you have Google Ads, which is the ADS. That run on a rotation, okay? And then you have the local map on the first page, which is where the map is, and then you got the businesses listed right below it. So that's the placement that we do. You'll see ads on there. You'll see the local listings, right?
So,
and then you have your organic.
That's what I was trying to figure out, you know, just to make sure
yeah.
everything's clear. What is my mileage? From Carlisle, what is my mileage that is actually, when somebody
yes.
types in near?
It's going, so what it's going to cover in the local listing, as I explained earlier, it's going to cover to get you found in your zip code, and it's going to cover 20 miles around your zip code. The way you get found outside of that, you either have to run a Facebook ad campaign or you have to run Google ads. To target outside of what's considered your local area, outside of those 20 miles. Okay?
So does that 20 miles, does that get like Lexington and Maysville and...
Let's take a look. I'll tell you right.
Sure that way
I'll
I
tell
know
you
I'm
right now.
Lexington and Maysville and places like that. You know where a lot of people are.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll tell you that right now what it's going to target. Let me go here. So if we take from your zip code to Lexington, I'm going to pull that up. That's about a 36-mile radius. Yeah. It's not the local listing is not going to cover that. The Facebook ads would cover that because Facebook ads covers 50 miles around you. So with the Facebook ads, the way those works, just to kind of explain a little bit more in depth, right? When someone's performing that search on Google, okay, they're within your area, right? When they're going on their Facebook page, okay, whether they're doing a search, looking at pictures or stories, they're going to see your ad appear. With the Facebook ads, we can target up to 50 miles. So even if someone's in Lexington, right, and they were looking for an electrician, okay, because you're covering the 50 miles, when they're on Facebook, they're seeing your Facebook ad, if that kind of makes sense. If you wanted to target on Google within 50 miles, then you're going to have to include Google ads. Okay, just so you know, if you did the package that includes Google ads instead of the Facebook ads, okay, with the Google ads, you're looking at $449 a month. With Google ads, yeah, it's expensive. With Google ads, You can target up to 100 miles if you wanted. You could target specific zip codes, or you could target by county, right? That's why I've recommended start with the platinum package that includes the Facebook ads, okay? Once you start generating more business, you can always upgrade to the other package, but your conversion rate is going to be better right now with the Facebook ads as opposed to the Google ads.
Well, okay. I'm understanding now.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, no, those are great questions. I'm glad that you're asking. You should ask. Okay?
Alrighty.
Okay. So going back to that next question, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes, ma'am.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is September 21st, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $249. This is a two-month verbal agreement. So your next payment will be made on October 21st, 2022, in the amount of $249. This is a recurring payment, okay? So once the term is completed, it'll automatically renew each month on the 21st day in the amount of $249.
Will it automatically come? Do I have to pay it every time?
It'll automatically charge it. It'll automatically charge it on the 21st of
right
249. Okay.
It saves me a lot.
It saves you time. Yeah. No, it does an automatic charge. Now, so you always know that on the 21st of the month, it'll automatically charge the $249. Okay. Now, once your term is completed, just keep in mind every 21st of each month, it'll automatically charge that $249. Now, you may discontinue or suspend, pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support. We ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days, Blaine, before your next billing is due, so you're not incurring any charges, okay? So if you're going to pause or cancel the account, you're going to call us 3 business days before the 21st, okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to update the package. I'm going to process the payment, and you're going to be receiving your receipt both to your email as well as in a text message. Okay?
Okay.
The next thing that
this is not a contract saying I have to stay with you all. It's a contract basically like a no-compete where you don't really put anything else on the internet without letting you all know first.
Yeah, not so much that. What it is this, right? So we ask that you do, you know, stick it out 2 months, right? Don't leave before the magic happens, in other words, right? But you're paying month to month. Once your 2 months are completed, it just continues to go month to month. You can cancel at any time, okay? Just, again, remember, call 3 business days before the next billing is due. We're not saying that you can't do additional marketing, right? What we're saying is that before you do, just give us a call and let us know so we can reference it. In other words, if we're already providing you that service in this package, we want to prevent you from spending more money, in other words, because we're already including it. And if anything, if you're having duplicate listings, it can hurt you more than help you, if that makes sense. Okay? Mm-hmm. We're not saying, no, Blaine, you can't do no more marketing. We're just saying that, hey, if it's already something we're including in the package, we're going to tell you you don't need to do it. We've already included it, so it saves you money. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, the next thing I do want to do, Blaine, is I want to schedule your client interview. Again, what we do is we block out an hour. We do schedule it at a time that's convenient for you, okay? It could take 30 to 40 minutes. You don't need to be in front of a computer. They're basically crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's, okay? Talking to you about the Facebook ads, the keywords. They're going to go over more in detail. I have an appointment today, if it does work for you. I have an appointment available, and this is in your time zone, okay, the time that I give you, between 4 and 5 o'clock today. Would that time work for you?
Sounds great.
Fantastic, because I want to get you through this as quickly as possible. The sooner, the better. So I'm going to send you an email for your client interview. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that your client interview, they're going to call you today between 4 and 5 o'clock, and they're going to call you from an 877 number. So please make sure to answer all calls within that hour, okay? Now, we'll also send you a friendly reminder an hour before your client interview, a text message just to let you know that it's going to be coming up, okay? And then we're just going to go over a few notes so that the technician knows where to start from. If you take a look at your email, I know you've gotten a few of them, either your email or you could also look at your text messages. It's your receipt. It'll say initial invoice. I need you to open it up when you get a moment while I'm getting this email set up for you too.
Okay.
Do you see it there? It'll say, Dear Cecil Blaine Duncan, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. Please click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see that there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead and click on that. Now, it's going to take you to a page at the very top that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Okay, this is everything that we stated. And if you scroll down to the very bottom of the page, it's going to ask you to type in your name in the signature box. However, before you do that, there is a little box to the left, and right next to it, it's right above it, it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. You clicking in that box, you're stating it is your name on the card that you provided for the payment. And then what you'll do is you'll type in your name in the signature box exactly as it reads, okay? Cecil Blaine Duncan, you don't need to put the date because it's already there. And then what you'll do is you'll click on confirm signature. When you do that, it should take you to a page that's asking you to put in a username and a password. Let me know when you see that.
It's loading.
Okay. No worries.
Username and a password.
Beautiful. Okay. I wanted you to see this. So we don't have the username or password yet because the technician's going to have to create that customized tracking and reporting system. But this is where you would go in to track your results with us. Okay. So what's going to happen is within 5 to 7 days, you're going to receive an email from us with this username and a password, okay, this link, a username and a password, and in fact, you can update it to a password of your choice, okay, so you're going to get that within 5 to 7 days. I wanted you to see this, and this is why I wanted you to watch that video when you have time, because it's going to show you how you go in and log in there, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
So I wanted you to see that part. Now, we're just going to go over a few notes. Just an FYI, if our call disconnects, I'm calling you right back. I did not hang up on you because I'm hearing like a little bit of static on my end. Okay? So let's go over some notes. I just want to notate, you know, some basic services keywords, and then the technician's going to go over way more in detail with you. I know we talked about electrician near me, but what are some other things? Like, do you do wiring upgrades? Like, what specifically do you want me to notate? And they will go over more in detail with you.
Like, you could put on there panel upgrades.
Panel upgrades, uh-huh.
service upgrades.
Okay.
Lighting upgrades. Trying to think. Electrical service calls.
Uh-huh.
Barn and